Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Years ago, when I was in Bible seminary, I had a couple of professors who knew that I was on staff with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Mostly, they had a very positive response towards me, but it wasn't long before I heard some rumblings of an underlying complaint about CEF methodology. The complaint was that we shared the gospel too much. They said that CEF shoved in the gospel at every turn all throughout Scripture and talked about Jesus in places like in the Old Testament where Jesus wasn't even on the scene yet and Jesus didn't belong. I talked to them about it and tried to give them an answer, but looking back, my responses were not that very good. I think I stuttered and stammered more than I gave them a clear statement of response of why I believe we need to bring out the gospel message throughout all of Scripture in both the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. I think I did talk to them about why we should not frustrate children with a message of law in the Old Testament that no one can ever keep, and the importance of proclaiming the whole gospel that is never to be separated from the gospel of grace. I told them we should never hold back from children the good news about the Lord Jesus, even if you're teaching from the Old Testament part of the Bible. But my words really went nowhere, and we just agreed to disagree, and then decided instead to focus on what we did agree on, that children, just like adults, need to hear the gospel too and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, even if our Bible teaching methods of how we got there differed. My point in sharing this with you is not to win an argument or to put up a straw man and knock it down. My point is simply this, that I wish I knew then what I know now today of what God's Word clearly says about the purpose and importance of teaching about the Lord Jesus and proclaiming the gospel message in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, because Christ is in all of Scripture. I don't remember when it was, but it was years ago. I was reading Luke chapter 24, where it talks about the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. As I came almost to the end of the chapter, I was jolted by the words of Jesus to his disciples as he was explaining to them the whole point of the Old Testament scriptures. Jesus said in verse 44, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." The whole Old Testament for a Jew is divided into three categories: the law, the prophets, and the writings, such as Psalms and Proverbs. To their Jewish ears, what Jesus just said here is that all the 39 books in the Hebrew canon, the Holy Scriptures, were all about Him. But for us now today, because we have the complete canon of Scripture, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's declaring to us that all Scripture, from cover to cover, is all about Christ. Someone once said that the whole Bible is a hymn book. It's all about Him. The Bible, from bookend to bookend, is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, from the beginning of creation in Genesis, where all things are made by Him and for Him, to the end of the book of Revelation, where the Lord Jesus Himself tells us that He's coming again. The Bible's overall message is Jesus. The Old Testament says He's coming. The Gospel says He has come. The book of Acts proclaim Him. The epistles explain Him. And the book of Revelation says He's coming again. Then Luke 24, 45 and 48 goes on to say, "Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and we are witnesses of these things." First, we are told here that Jesus had to open their understanding so they might understand the scriptures, that is even all about him. You see, unless God opens our eyes and our understanding of God's word, we will not see Christ in all of scriptures. That's why people can study the Bible in religious circles their whole life and miss the point and totally miss Christ, because they do not know him and have not trusted in Christ with their eyes of faith. But here again, Jesus is telescoping the whole purpose of the Old Testament, bringing it even closer into view. It's not only about him, but it's about the gospel. For Christ is the gospel, and the gospel is all about Christ. Specifically, the scriptures speak of his suffering, his death, his resurrection, and his glory. Christ came to make a way for the forgiveness of sins, and he wants this message, the good news of the gospel of him, to go out unto all nations, to all peoples, that the message of the remission of sins be proclaimed by faith alone in his name. But are these words that are found here in Luke 24 just some fluke verses? Is this the only place where Jesus says that all of Scripture is all about him? Of course not. Jesus said in John 5:39 to the religious leaders, he said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me," Jesus said. If you look back in the same chapter in Luke 24, you have the story of Jesus walking with two men on the road to Emmaus, which is just 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. Jesus drew near to them and walked alongside these two very confused and distraught men as they were walking down the road and talking about all the events that had just happened in Jerusalem with the crucifixion of Jesus and the rumored stories that day of his resurrection. And then Jesus said to them, "O fools and slow of heart, to believe all the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Then Jesus began to share with them the same thing that Jesus would later share that same day to his disciples later on about the whole purpose and point of the Old Testament scriptures. And then in verse 47, it says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Jesus, as they walked along, began to unfold and unveil to them the scriptures that all pointed to him. And then finally, he revealed himself to them before their very eyes. When they had sat down to eat, the Bible says that Christ then disappeared before them after he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And these two men then turned and said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Here we have in this passage the true bread, the living bread from heaven, breaking open the written bread, the open bread, scripture given to us from God, and burning it so within our hearts that we would see him, we would see Jesus in all of scripture. I don't know about you, but I wish I could have been there that day, even if I were just a fly on the wall, just to have heard Jesus talking about Jesus. Someone said, "This is Jesus explaining Jesus. This is the greatest teacher, the greatest expositor of God's word, talking about the greatest subject in the world. This is the living word explaining the written word." And it just doesn't get any better than that. In fact, I believe that this passage in Luke 24 is a very strong indicator that for 40 days before Jesus ascended back up into heaven to be with his heavenly Father, that Jesus conducted a Jesus seminar for 40 days with his disciples, explaining to them and teaching them how all the scripture points to him so that they would see Christ in all scripture. One of the reasons why I believe that we know this is because the disciples went through an amazing and huge monumental paradigm shift when it came to their understanding of the scriptures. It was like the difference between night and day, or a before and after shot. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, gave a gospel sermon that was completely drenched in the Old Testament scriptures. He quoted from the book of Joel and also several passages from Psalms proclaiming that Christ is Lord, and also how the scriptures foretold of Christ's resurrection. And what happened? That very day, over 3,000 people believed in Christ, calling on his name. Why? Because the scriptures were open to them, and they saw Christ in all of scripture. Again, we see the same pattern in the book of Acts and throughout the epistles of the Apostle Paul. In Acts chapter 4, after the lame man at the temple was healed, Peter, he expounded the gospel from a single passage in Isaiah, declaring Christ and salvation alone in Jesus' name, to the astonishment of the religious rulers. In Acts 7, before Stephen was stoned to death by the religious leaders, including Saul of Tarsus, who would later be the Apostle Paul, Stephen, he recited practically the whole history of Israel from the Old Testament and boiled it all down to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, declaring to them that it was all about Jesus, who Jesus is, and why Jesus came. And then even in Acts chapter 8, with the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, we see Philip jumping into the chariot and sitting alongside the Ethiopian, who was having a difficulty understanding a certain portion of scripture from Isaiah 53. And then the Bible says that Philip opened his mouth, beginning at that same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. This is also the same pattern that we see with the Apostle Paul and his ministry and his method and his commitment proclaiming Christ from the Old Testament scriptures. From the very moment of Paul's conversion to Christ on the Damascus Road, we see straight away the Bible says that he went into the synagogues and he would preach to them and he confounded the Jews, proving that this is the very Christ from the Old Testament scriptures. Over and over, the Apostle Paul preached and proclaimed Christ from the Old Testament, both from his lips and with his pen, and all of his epistles to the churches. In fact, when we last hear Paul in the book of Acts, what is he doing? Paul, he's under house arrest in Rome, but what's he doing? He's receiving visitors, and he's testifying to them and persuading them concerning Jesus. both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening. And even the gospel records, they are no different. They're filled with the same thing. Again and again, the gospel writers of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they quote whole sections from the Old Testament, applying it to the person and work of Christ, stating and explaining the Old Testament to the new by saying that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Recently, I did a whole study on the main prophecies of Christ in the Old Testament and how they were fulfilled in the New Testament. I had to grease up the hinges of my Bible as I was constantly turning back and forth between the Old and the New. It took me several days to do, but I was determined to look up all the cross-references that I could find for all these main prophecies in the Old Testament. But through it all, after I finished it, I was amazed again at the wholeness of Scripture. Just like not even one bone was broken of Jesus at the cross in fulfillment of Scripture, not one bone of prophesied Scripture was broken between the Old and New Testament. Every jot and tittle was fulfilled. As I turned back and forth, I found Jesus again and again covering and saturating Scripture almost on every page and in every book in the Bible. In Genesis 3, for example, Christ is the seed of the woman and the promised one to come who would destroy sin, Satan, and death. In Genesis 4, he is the necessary lamb who alone makes us acceptable to God. In Genesis 22, he is the only promised son and the ram provided in the thicket, our willing substitute for our sin. In Exodus 12, he is the Passover lamb who is slain for us. By his blood alone, we are delivered from death. In Leviticus, he is our great high priest and the fulfillment of all that the tabernacle taught and more. In Numbers, he is our presence and our protector, the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet greater than Moses who is to come, and the true bread from heaven, our great rock and living water. And these are just the first five books of the Old Testament. In Job, he is our redeemer who lives and who will stand one day upon the earth. In Psalms, he is the son of David, the Lord and Christ, and the one who suffered and was forsaken on the cross. In Isaiah, he is a suffering servant, the one who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And in Daniel, he is a son of man coming in the clouds of heaven, who draws near to the Ancient of Days to receive all the kingdoms of this world, and all the dominion and power and glory will be given to him and his kingdom. His dominion is everlasting and shall never pass away. And this is just a sampling of just some of the Old Testament, that how it's filled with Christ, speaks of Christ, points to Christ, and is all about Christ. After I finished my back and forth research of Christ in the Old Testament and how it's fulfilled in the New Testament, I decided there was not a human book in the whole world that could ever capture it all and find every detailed prophecy, picture, point, and promise of Christ in the Old Testament, because it's just so much. It's so vast. But wait a second. There is a book that contains it all, and it's this book that I hold in my hands, the Holy Scriptures, because the Scriptures all point to Christ. Well, some might say, so what's the point? What's this all about? What's so important about seeing and teaching Christ in all Scripture? Well, let me just leave you with three simple reasons today. First, we need the whole Bible to see the whole Christ. God has given us two parts, not one. He has given us 66 books of the Bible, not 50 or 27. We need to read and ask God to open our understanding of the Scriptures by the Holy Spirit so that we see Jesus in all of Scripture and let him burn his word and who he is into our hearts. For how can you know Christ and growing knowing Christ more if you're not taking in his whole word? Second, we need to be people of the book. We need to so know our Bibles and know what we believe and why we believe and why we believe in Christ alone, so that we will not be deceived or shaken and have a sure hope. We know that Christ came the first time, just as he said. So Christ will come again the second time, just as he said. The Bible tells us that in the latter days, which it could be very well in these days we're living in now, that many will say, well, here is Christ or there is Christ. And the Bible says that many will be deceived and fall for the coming Antichrist. We need to be people of the book today who clearly know Christ, know the Scriptures, so that we will not be deceived, resting on our sure hope, and are his people ready for his coming. Think about it. How will our children, the future generations, stand against the false religions and false teachings of this world today if they are not grounded in Christ because they know and believe all of Scripture from beginning to end? And finally, third, we need to proclaim Christ to others. God wants us to know Christ, know his word, but also he wants others to see him and know him too. While I was working on this program this week, my youngest son Samuel handed to me his VBS craft that he had made that was a scripture scroll. I took it and unrolled the simple pencil paper scroll that he had made and read these words that he had colored in. Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus unto him, Acts 8:25. That says it all. And that's what knowing Christ and knowing the scriptures is ultimately all about, that we would be able to open our mouths and proclaim from God's word Christ and all of scriptures. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord bless you this week as you see Jesus in all of scripture and proclaim him to others, including the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me.